And speaking of celebrity obsessions, there's a new show by Cirque du Soleil touring the country right now called Michael Jackson, Immortal. Jackson's been dead for 3 years, but some of his fans are as devout as ever. So business is pretty good for the people who make their livings impersonating Michael Jackson. Roy Hurst caught up with a few of them in Los Angeles.
In spite of all his makeup, Sean Vezina doesn't look much like Michael Jackson. His loafers aren't quite right, his white socks have no sparkle, his fedora's a little too big, and at about 5 feet and 100 pounds, he's too short and maybe even too thin.
The look is, for me, it's enough. I'm not trying too hard, I'm not wearing any diamonds, there's no bling bling. This is Michael Jackson on his day off, is what I call it.
Can I get a picture with you?
Yeah, sure.
Don't get me wrong, people are drawn to Sean. He conjures something about Jackson that's hard to put a finger on. The MJ essence, I guess you could say.
One more.
I've experienced what it's really like for Michael Jackson. They want to go through me to get to him.
Now you got
to
do me a favor.
Bring it back to me so I can then sign it.
Will you be here? How am I going to find you?
I'll be on stage.
Okay, perfect.
I'll be on stage.
I'll be there.
No, I'll be
at 31, Sean has been impersonating Jackson since 8th grade. So when Cirque du Soleil announced a tribute show called Michael Jackson Immortal, Sean saw it as his ticket and set out to make himself a permanent fixture on the tour. Tonight he's standing outside Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, where Immortal has a 3-day run. Each night of the show, Sean stands to make as much as $100 posing for photos with fans. For a homeless man, that kind of money goes a long way.
I've been on foot. I've been outside. I've been hurting. I've been
traveling,
yes. Like Forrest Gump, traveling. Literally, Forrest Gump.
There are Michael Jackson impersonators all over the world. The profession seemed to get a shot in the arm immediately after Jackson died in 2009. That night in Harlem, crowds gathered outside the Apollo Theater to celebrate the singer's life. All kinds of Michael Jacksons showed up, some with dance skills to match the look. These days, if you're an MJ impersonator, Hollywood Boulevard is a good place to be seen.
For me, this is a job.
And it's a good job for Javon Rimeau. He has the rare advantage of looking like Jackson naturally.
I'm the black Michael Jackson, right? If Michael didn't have the surgery, this is how he would look.
For 8 hours a day, Javon stands with a frozen smile next to Jackson's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's not the only lookalike on the boulevard. There's Darth Vader and Marilyn Monroe and the guy from the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Hulk. But Javon is by far most popular with tourists. The tourist asks to take his picture. He asks for a donation. They ask how much. He discreetly shows them a $5 bill. The deal is made, the picture is taken, the tourists, the lookalike, and Michael Jackson's star, all in the frame.
I said to Spider-Man, one of the Spider-Man guys, and I said, I made $560. And he said, no way, no one makes that kind of money on the boulevard. And I said, I did. He said, no, you're lying. He said, not even Superman makes that kind of money. And so a lot of times when I'm here, they're not so thrilled.
An immigrant from Haiti, Javon was bussing tables at a restaurant in Miami in the 1980s when people began to notice the resemblance.
I started to believe it. Then this lady agent came up to me and says, we're looking for a lookalike, and I can make money, they can make money.
Before long, he was booking gigs around the world. But most MJ impersonators don't have it that easy. Sean Vezina had to work to find his inner Michael.
I was 12 years old. And I saw a concert on HBO live when it aired, and it was amazing. And then just a few months later, Michael was interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. After that interview, I made it official. I said, I want to be like Mike. We had the cassette of Thriller. I played it back to back to back to back, you know, for the rest of the night, for the rest of that night. You know, everybody went to bed. I stayed in the kitchen. And just every day since then, I slowly started to learn to dance.
Over and over and over in slow motion, I would watch his stuff stop and start, like, you know, inch by inch. It was a huge dance challenge to me.
That's Devra Gregory. And Devra's MJ is pretty tight, especially considering she's a 53-year-old white woman. Her dancing is remarkable, and her look even more so.
My look, I would say, is the 90s look. The long-haired Jerry curl, like from the Dangerous album.
The whole thing started for Devra 12 years ago when she was working the backup dance line for the all-male drag show La Caja Falls. She thought a drag act as Michael Jackson could get her a featured spot in the show.
I secretly began to look at the makeup. You know, drag queens are masters at disguise. And so I learned some really excellent makeup techniques and wig and what to do with foam rubber, how to alter your body.
Finally, she presented her act to Lakaja's producer.
He said, you know, it looks okay, but keep working on it. Come back in a few months. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, you know, go away and come back. And he put me back in the dance line. So by then I had a taste of being a celebrity impersonator and I didn't want to go back into the dance line. So I left the show to pursue Michael more fully.
More fully means a TV show or a video here or there, but mostly corporate events, private parties, weddings, and bar mitzvahs.
But once I'm on the job, I don't give it away that I'm a woman, and a lot of people just can't even tell.
I love Michael Jackson. He saved my life, man. I mean, Michael gave me a ticket to a better life.
But if you dig a little further with Jovan, you'll find a thick layer of frustration just below all the gratitude. He wants to be considered a legitimate actor in his own right. And in the early 1990s, Jackson was giving him reason to take off the sparkling glove.
Michael Jackson was bugging the hell out of me when he was turning white. It was that moment when I was studying the role to be Marcus Garvey, and I realized, wait a minute, what the hell Michael Jackson is doing to himself, messing up his features, his beautiful features. And that's when I left the business, the Michael Jackson thing.
Who is the real Michael Jackson? You know, they're all the real Michael Jacksons. We all have the right to look however we want.
I know a great-looking black guy who performs in Vegas, and yet he paints himself white to look like Michael Jackson. I don't see Michael Jackson as a color.
I don't want to be here. It's hurting my soul every time I'm here.
By the time Michael Jackson died, Jovan Rameau's acting career had slowed down. With all the renewed interest in Jackson, he couldn't resist the opportunity. He went back on the boulevard.
Every time I put on this makeup and the wig, and it hurts me because it's not what I set out to do. But it's okay. You know, people smiling. Hi.
Hi, can we have a photo with you?
Of course you can. Why are you asking? Why do you want to take a picture with me? Why?
You have to be willing to take a day and not collect any money and be okay with that.
Tonight, Sean Vezina will sleep in the park across the street from the Hollywood Bowl where the Jackson 5 once played.
Well, today, I was lucky to have made $30. I got $23 left to my name right now. You know, but at the end of each night, it's cash in your pocket, tax-free. That's how I look at it.
Cirque du Soleil's Michael Jackson Immortal will be off to the next city in a couple of days. Sean hopes to be there.
Because it keeps me sane. That would be the final answer if it was a game show.
For Studio 360, I'm Roy Hurst.
The city's heart begins to beat, reaching out. I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say,
you can see pictures of some of those performers in Roy's story at studio360.org.